Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Energy Teacher and author of the newest book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits, Spirit Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shows us that our problems are not simply economic, political, or societal, but a deep disconnect from our true being or inner soul wisdom. Today we welcome Dr. Christopher Macklin, author of Centering the Mind, a powerful health practitioner from England who utilizes divine healing techniques to help people recover from all types of illness and to understand the scope of our alignment, soul to universal source, and the need to let go and surrender and rely on that to keep us well. Hello, Dr. Macklin, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to share your amazing life journey and to share ways. Yeah, it is amazing. I read it. And to share ways to understand true healing, which combines mind, body, and spirit, unity, balance, and the centering of the mind. Christopher, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my esteemed guests and I share intimate stories and insights into the metaphysical aspects of energy, universal source, as we continue to seek a greater awareness of human life, self, and life beyond this physical environment, to make the most of our spiritual gifts and to live in the modern physical world, we must raise our vibration and cultivate situations that heal, teach, and govern our own lives as well as that of our community and world. It is necessary to process new thoughts in order to create a new reality of love and compassion, which is the ultimate quest of the human and soul journey. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Christopher Macklin will share his impressive healing story from being a highly aware psychic child to a successful aviation industry engineer to a series of financial difficulties and the world as he knew it turned upside down. He promised God that he would use his healing abilities to serve humanity, and he surrendered the rest to God, and so started his devotion to divine healing methods and helping many people. We will discuss raising your immune system, rebalancing the brain through centering the mind, dissolving the enigma of the healing or COVID situation, and the vaccine agenda and the long-term effects of the pandemic, as well as 5G technology and the effects on the health of the general public. Christopher, I always love to ask my guest to think back to their childhood and remember a person, maybe a place or event that could have signaled to them or to others the lifestyle and interests they might pursue in adulthood. For it seems that the story is written within our soul and comes into this life with us from the very beginning of this life journey. So think back.
Absolutely. Well, there was a big old event, and I got visited by an entity called an Anunnaki, and 8-10 foot tall, and it was standing in the corner of my bedroom. So this was a kind of crazy experience, and I was looking at it, but you could always tell with entities if they're dark, because you feel this dark feeling in your chest. And I said, Dad, there's a reptilian thing in my bedroom, and he comes running up. Where, you know, where? And, oh, hang on, he can't see it. It's there, you know. Anyway, bad dream, you know, go to sleep. And I realized that over a period of time, I could see craft in the sky, different things. And these were events that made me really realize I was different. I could see things that other people didn't see. And I learned to actually manage it, you know. I was like, get out of my bedroom. It disappeared. Oh, that worked.
So, well, if you asked an entity to go, they usually do.
Yeah, get out of my bedroom. But it's really important to actually safely, you know, if you're exercising somebody and removing an entity, you've got to put it somewhere safe. Otherwise, they'll just float around and attach to somebody else. But anyway, you know, that event really made me realize that I could see things that other people didn't. So I learned to manage even from the age of four and not tell anybody about the things I saw. Otherwise, I realized they'd probably send me to, you know, a psychiatrist and, and to hospital. So, you know, I learned from then that, you know, it was very interesting.
Well, you know, I had a similar situation as a child. I was terrified in the night because I felt, you know, hands on me, and I saw faces at the window, and we lived three flights up, and I saw faces at the window. So I'd crawl along the hallway to my mother and father's bed. I was about 4 years old, and I'd get in, and then I'd fall off, and they'd take me back. But, you know, I don't remember telling them too much because I didn't think they would think it was strange, but I didn't really... I thought everybody saw and knew these things, and it was just part of life. So I really didn't. And I had a little doll, a little plastic doll, and I named him Jerry. And I would sit in the closet, and I would talk to this little doll and ask him why so many terrible things happened in the world. Why did people act so strangely? So you see, we were psychic. We were aware.
And we were
being guided by higher forces, entities, souls, the divine, whatever, extraterrestrial, whatever we deem, angels, whatever we deem to be part of life, just life, life in many dimensions. But yeah, I guess, starting out that way is a little tricky, and we're usually very intelligent kids, these spiritual kids, so we want to share everything and bring a lot of joy and light to people, but they just, a lot of them resist it because they're being maneuvered by the physical reality and surviving in a physical world, and we were a little shielded from that, I think, because of our imagination and our acceptance of higher beings or God. I mean, I used to pray, but nobody taught me how to do it. I just knew to talk to this higher reality. So let's go on. What are the primary causes of mental and emotional disorders?
Well, primary cause is this planet.
That's an easy way to say it. That's what it was for us.
I mean, why do people get ADD, ADHD, OCD, you know, because the neurochemical balance goes off? Why should that go off? Well, and, you know, actually serotonin comes from the adrenals, the rest of them, GABA, dopamine, come from glands of the brain. If they go off balance, you get all these things like OCD, ADD, ADHD, anxiety, PTSD. And why is that caused? Well, you know, I think most of us, you know, and I talk to a lot of people. We work with about 2,000 people a week. And it's interesting because everyone I talk to, you know, normally is a starseed, and they say, well, you know, it's their first healing. And I said, well, I think God dropped me off at the wrong planet because I don't belong here. I said, don't try. you don't behave like the average human being, and that's not being egotistical. It's just different. You're different. And so what you've got to do is you've got to get within your space, get out the matrix, which is not serving you, and, you know, work on the periphery. Yes, you dip your toe in the water, we help people and do all the stuff, but, you know, to rebalance yourself, you've really got to get out. I mean, to rebalance myself, we've got a 42-acre property. We're building a house on it right now. It's stuffed full of trees. It's a dense forest, and it's beautiful. You know, you can go and sit there, and if you feel anxiety or anything else, within 15 minutes, it just leaves. But, you know, I think what's really important now
So appreciating the beauty of nature and allowing yourself pull your energy down, to have healing tools that work to against anxiety and against the anxious feelings we all have. Now, only 20% of the people that you talk to who are these star children or seed children are part of this reality. 80% of the people are not that sensitive. So we're here, I believe, to help bring more awareness of the divine scope of our soul life, and to help lift the... So people don't have to live in a perpetual state of PTSD, which they're doing, and all and
yeah.
loneliness. The loneliness is fueling the mental health epidemic, and the mental health epidemic is fueling the loneliness epidemic. And the youngsters in our society right now are being bombarded by it. But the good thing is, many of the young people being born are of this energy or soul awareness. Star children, or say sensitive children, and they're going to learn, as we did, to use it and to make this world a better place. That's
Absolutely.
What we're here to do. Now let's
well,
go.
Well, I think it's key, it's service to others, and it gives you the passion.
Yes.
You know, to me, you know, starseed children, if you don't find the passion, you just end up depressed. And you go out in the world, you're doing some corporate thing or something you don't enjoy. You think, why am I here? You know, and I've done it. You know, I did it for 21 years. Why am I here? There's got to be more than, you know, I had some top jobs, really well paid, but there's got to be more than this. Oh, there was. But of course, I went bankrupt, you know.
I know.
Collapsed.
Yeah.
Went over here. And it was such a blessing. Wow, what a blessing.
I did the same thing. I worked in many careers. I enjoyed them. I did well. I liked being with people. I always loved helping people. But something in my heart just said, something's missing. I'm not doing something that I need to do. And that was about, 30 years ago. And then started this great search for who are we? Where do we come from? What is life really about? And how can I do more to find that passion that you're talking about? And it's been wonderful just finding it again.
Well, when you get that passion, you know, I think, you know, to me, I mean, the day of the guru's over, we're done with all that, you know, you don't need a guru in your life, you are your own guru. And, you know, I think we're facilitators to get people's vibration up, release the emotion, change the patterns to positivity, so that you can get to a place where you're leaping out of bed in the morning, all excited for the day. Yeah, I feel that. I'd be lying to you to say 100% of the time, that's a lie. But I would say probably 97, 98. Some days I feel bad. But then you snap out of it. Right, we're doing it, you know.
I tell my clients that 50% of the thoughts that float into our health, into our mind from spirit, are negative. And what we have to do is learn to feel it and then push it away. Don't embrace it. Wait for a more worthwhile, positive experience or thought to come to us. And that takes a little practice, but we can all do this. Did you use the word glue just before? Glue, G-L-U-E?
Maybe
you did.
Yeah, probably.
Because I want to tell you something, because I want to tell our listeners something funny. A while ago, I was having a health situation, so I did a meditation for myself, which I rarely do. I just trust the plan. And they said to me, Spirit, you're made of very strong glue. You're glued together. No medicine, no disease. I was taking a lot of things for allergies. You know, I stopped all of them. And do you know, all the side effects I was having are gone. So we have to work on our own health. Health is not just the symptoms and the medicine and the surgery. Health is a matter of mind, centering the mind, as you say, and getting familiar with who. Yes, all thoughts are creating much of our reality. So let's go on to what are disorder clusters and advanced energy healing treatment methods? I think that'll cover a lot of what the people need to start to think about.
Well, you know, advanced healing methods is, you know, when I use them, I was born with Melchizedek beings, so the Melchizedek beings work with me. And, you know, everyone's got angelic beings of different types.
Yes.
If you're a starseed, you come from somewhere, you know, your soul. And, you know, you have to meditate on it for a while. And just remember out there, they don't show up straight away because they want to see you committed. They're not. It sounds brutal, but they don't waste their time if you're not committed. They want to see you meditate day after day. It might take a month. It might take 2 weeks, you know, but when they see you dedicated, and you know, I remember with the Melchizedek beings, it took about 6 to 8 weeks, something like that, for them to show up. When they did, things really happened. You get downloads, they showed me cause and effects, and you know, I've got some, you know, for example, with emotional release. You know, we ingest hundreds of thousands of layers of emotion, way too much for a human being. You know, every day you ingest emotion. So imagine if you've been on the planet for 20 years, and of course, when you're born, you've got past life emotion because it's bleeding through the veil. So what the Melchizedek beings do is they go in and they look, you know, within those 100,000 layers, they get the biggest emotion affecting you right now. They pull that layer out, and then the next biggest. So it's a faster technique of getting rid of the big emotions that are really troubling you. And I think that's kind of really important. So we can do 81, 162. If you go to a practitioner, of course, you might talk about one or two layers. You pull your eyes out, you go next week. If you've got hundreds of thousands of layers, you're never going to do it in this lifetime. So,
We must do the inner work. This is important.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do the inner work.
We've got to do the inner work. And there are many skilled energy healers that we can go to for body work that address the problems. But one probably is not going to do it for you. So you might need to try, acupuncture, Qigong, yoga, Reiki, chiropractic. They're all trying to release blockages in the body that are due to thoughts, and they are due to experiences. Now, really what we are souls here to gather experiences, right? And we will have all kinds, but if we let them reside in us at our cellular level, they will eventually turn into disease. So we need to encourage people, instead of just taking the medicine and talking about their problems, which is just keeping you in the energy of that problem and situation, we have to go into meditation. We have to find spiritual tools that will work for us. By the way, you give a great many prayers to help eliminate some of the negativity of other beings that reside around us, right?
Absolutely, and that's key, I think, because if you think about it, when you get your vibration, you've got various beings that will attach to you. And,
yes.
If you look at Jesus, I'm not a Christian, but I do love Jesus' teachings, per se, and, you talked about demonic entities. What are they? Well, you've got Anunnaki, Draconians, you've got snake beings, you've got Luciferians, you've got Archons, and these things are around you. You can't see them because they're in a different time, but same space. But they can attach to you. Once they attach to you, they suck your energy. So it's really important. Once they're removed, you've got to keep them out. And, of course, if your vibration is precarious, say remove it now, give you some energy, you feel better for a bit, the energy in your body will drop, of course, because it's not going to maintain it on the first go. It takes several goes. And so the things can reattach. So it's important to protect yourself. And actually, one of the most powerful prayers we have is the 27 esoteric Merkaba field prayer. And that really helps. If you say that three times a day, it keeps these beings out until you get to that vibration, until you release enough emotion where you're leaping out of bed and go, wow, I feel incredible. When you get there, I deem it as the God space, or you're in divine alignment where things are going to really move forward and you're going to be excited by life,
Yeah. Well, as a Reiki practitioner who works with the help from a higher dimension of pure energy with guides and teachers and angels, and perhaps beings like you have your guide from another dimension or planet, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
We have
ultimate dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I do too. To allow the body to relax and release blockages and negative thoughts and create an environment like the law of attraction. We want to draw to us what our thoughts can create that will improve life on this planet for ourselves and for others. And in my book, The Living Spirit Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I wrote this. I know you will discover much synchronicity with your own observations and find comfort in validating many of your dearest wishes to live life in an expansive, bolder approach, creating new perspectives, thoughts, taking you in the direction that your heart and soul were born to experience, unencumbered by the rules and limitations of societal or family systems that may have made you forget the amazing, loving, magnificent entity that you are, that was born to walk in delight on our beautiful earth landscape and inspirational light. You will find a new life awaits you, and know you do not walk alone. When you know that, a lot of things change. Until you know that, I think many people are sleepwalking, to be quite honest. So.
Oh, yeah, but, well, you know, most people are programmed to be powerless victims, though. You know,
yes.
You get in, you know, if you go in religion, well, you can't talk to God. You've got to talk through your pastor or talk through the Father or something, you know. Well, you know, God's right with you. You know, you are a God being, but I think, you know, even, you know, look at the creed and, you know, I'm just going to give an example, not picking on the Christians, but if you look at the creed before you do communion, you know, it says, we are not so worthy as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. I mean, what's that about?
That's a terrible thought. That wasn't written by God. That was a man thought to victimize the children.
Oh, exactly. I mean, if Jesus was here, he'd be making bread, converting water to wine, you'd be having a right whole amazing party, you know. And so that's not the case, but, you know, I try and encourage people, look at exactly, and I'm not saying all Christian is negative, but there are, in every single religion, there's parts of negativity and powerless victim and programming. And it's not okay, you know. So,
well, that's why when I was a little girl and I went to the temple with my father, not too often, but I went there and I watched the men, and I said, I started to giggle. I said, my, they don't know what they're doing. I said, they're following routines and rules made by man. They're not following the God, because I already sensed there was more to us and more to life, and it wasn't the path for me. I mean, I love my traditions from my childhood and my grandparents. I loved Jesus's message. In every time and place, there have been messages from God for us to listen to and to learn and to grow. But you can't just read someone's words and take it to heart. You have to feel it for yourself, right?
Absolutely. And I'm the same with Jesus. I mean, his teachings are unconditional love, no judgment. Yes. You know, that's the biggest thing. Doesn't say anything else.
He's one of my guides.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And it's amazing.
And so is so is Moses. So they come past the religion to bring their followers up to a spiritual sense of understanding the alignment and connection to God, to move past the trauma and trials of the physical world, to still surrender and have trust in your life plan and in God's plan for you. So yes, I find that very beautiful. Let's go on for a minute to talk about your divine understanding of COVID and the vaccines and what's happening right now. What are your thoughts on some of that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, to heal things or understand, I've been working with Morgellons particles, which is in the vaccine, for now 14 years. And the world-leading toxicologist, Dr. Hilde, has been working with it for 40 years. So I got a very good understanding. You can't heal this stuff unless you really understand what it is, because it's got its own energy and everything else.
Right.
And it also switches dimensions. Very clever stuff. So what happened with COVID? Well, I was talking to a virologist, 500 laboratories throughout the world. They got 1,600 aspirates, that's bits of mucus from dead people who supposedly died of COVID. And every single lab came back with the same result. They found influenza A or B, so it doesn't exist. So when they reported to CDC, they were threatened, like, we're going to shut you down, whatever, you know. And in fact, the ones who were started to talk about it, they actually visited the labs and shut them down. So you can see there's a bit of a narrative going on here. So why do they do that? Well, they want people to take the vaccine. What's in the vaccine? Well, there's various stuff, but the biggest things are Morgellons particles. And people talk about graphene oxide tubes and graphene oxide spheres, but it's not just graphene oxide. It's got various materials bound to it, which is nylon 3633. It's got plant material. It's also got silicates and various other functions. So the actual tube itself has CMOS chips. They're 0.1 of a nanometer size. They build an array of them. They can transmit, receive frequencies. They can monitor your body. They have sensors, etc. So that's a body monitoring. So what's the nanosphere? Well, they use these to load viruses in. So in a nanosphere, you can load 92, up to 92 viruses. It's like having a football, only 10 to the minus 9 small. You drill holes in it, 92. You load it with viruses, cover the holes over, and then it's triggered by different frequencies. And every single hole can trigger, by a separate frequency.
Yeah, who got together to do this, to make this vaccine? Is it a worldwide effort, or was it just, all the countries worked on vaccines?
Well, the nanotechnology is created by DARPA, and then, of course, the deep state people, in quotes, whoever they are, I think we all know who they are, got together with their money because they want to depopulate the planet. So what's happening? Now, think about this. Yeah. This stuff grows through the body. Nylon, silicates, how does it grow through the body? Well, the answer is this. The start for growth is carbon-60. Carbon's the start of growth. So graphene oxide is more or less carbon-60. Then you've got moisture. Then you've got warmth and oxygen, and our bodies have all that.
Yes.
So what happens with these particles? Crazily, they start to grow, and it's never been seen before, but you can see it on slides when people show you, like, wormy things, and this stuff's growing in the body. Morgellons particles grow throughout the body and start to make you transhuman. So, and their idea is to either make you transhuman, they've also got CRISPR technology to alter the DNA, and the whole thing, allows it to replicate. And the other thing about the nano technology is it's bound with Borrelia, which is the stealth pathogen of Lyme. That's also what gives it life. So it's a crazy, crazy vaccine. It's dangerous, and if you've taken it, don't know what to tell you. We do have a solution where we can strip it out. It takes 20 weeks to strip it out using timeline splitting.
So what would you like readers very briefly to take away with them after reading Centering the Mind? You have so much knowledge about life here in the planet and soul life. What would you like them to take away?
I think the biggest thing is that, connect with like-minded people, set really good boundaries. One thing I've found, which I think is really important, which I want to point out, is that this has created huge separation, vax versus no vax, separation of families, and that's not okay, But at the same time, if people have berated you, then you have to set boundaries. Unconditional love is actually love with boundaries, because how can you love somebody if they're just berating you and putting you down all the time? So set healthy boundaries. Love them at a distance, but you don't have to have them in your sphere. And I'm seeing a lot of that at the moment.
And meditate and ask questions of God and spirit.
Yeah.
So you won't make bad choices for yourself. That's a good thing.
Yoga, go and do yoga, do your your spiritual practice.
Right.
And also,
go into the zone.
If you're isolated, I think it's important to find fun things to do. I'm like, put some music on, have a glass of wine, it's okay. You can have a beer or two. Do some cooking. If you enjoy cooking, do that. Do things that really excite you, And so, because the life is different. I don't know about you guys, but I don't go out to restaurants anymore because I don't like being in public, I can feel like 40 minutes, I'm done. So, we create our own entertainment at home and do some fun things. That's what it's all about, I think.
All right, that sounds good. I want to thank you, Dr. Christopher Malklin, for delivering a wonderful book, Centering Your Mind, that shares a detailed, fact-based story on all the issues facing modern-day society in terms of health and immune function, affecting both physical and energetic conditions that can be healed using a mind-body-spirit philosophy and therapeutic approach. To learn more and to purchase this book, which will help make clear why healing goes beyond the physical, go to globalenlightenmentproject.com. Is that right?
That's it, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely, bless you.
In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Christopher Malklin has explained and exposed new ways to look at depression, anxiety, addiction, many forms of illness, and healing methods and prayers that address both the body and soul. And Dr. Macklin writes, "The human body was designed to live in a state of coherency where everything works smoothly, cooperatively, and in the highest ease and grace. It was designed to be in alignment and operate in a very specific way. When we access the original divine blueprint in regards to our physiological alignment, our minds and brains function in an optimal state, and we are able to access more personal power, focus, joy, and energy. Our lives are more fulfilling, and we live from a place of guided intuition, inspiration, certainty, and balance. Our frequency and vibration remain high, and we live more effortlessly from a centered state of genuine authenticity. In restoring ourselves, we restore our brain. In restoring our brain, we restore the natural divine order and design of the mind-brain connection. The mind and brain were never intended to function independent of the heart and soul. They are designed to function within the overall energy of the soul's purpose. Dr. Macklin and I would have you begin to heal, center the mind into the heart, center the mind in gratitude, center the mind into present moment awareness, center the mind into the depths of self-care, center the mind into peace, joy, and tranquility. Find the love for self within and shed that love into the world as it was meant to be shared. Find the divine within and remember your personal power to expand and live a life of possibilities, allowing your thoughts to create the life and love that is your divine state of being. I am Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Energy Teacher, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to and read about leaders in the metaphysical, spiritual, scientific, medical, and psychology fields, in all fields, in all walks of life, who share their views on finding answers to age-old questions of who we are, where do we come from, and what is the purpose of our life on Earth. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you for listening.